The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good evening. I'm Scott Cohn. Drivers heading into downtown San Francisco on Highway 101. Well, you don't want to do that this weekend because 101 is going to be closed. As KCBS's David Welch reports, Caltrans shutting down the northbound lanes over this holiday.
The closure runs from Cesar Chavez Street to Interstate 80 and holds until 6 Monday morning. Caltrans' Lori Shepherd says it's road work that's long overdue.
It will be a major improvement because this is a road that has not been repaved to this extent for many, many years.
Southbound lanes stay open and northbound drivers can use Interstate 280 or surface streets to get around the closure. In addition to paving, Shepherd says they're installing steel reinforcements,
making it as strong and as safe as possible for motorists.
Crews are working straight through the weekend. One more closure this month finishes the northbound lanes. Two more this fall do the same on the southbound side. In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
That otter attack last Sunday on a swimmer in Lake Tahoe has prompted a crash course in river otter behavior and history. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, one Tahoe wildlife biologist says there is no need for swimmers to be afraid.
Will Richardson has been tracking animal life in the Tahoe Basin for 30 years. The single most common statement he's seen online this week has been, "I didn't know there were otters in Tahoe." Well, up until 12 to 15 years ago, they weren't trapped and shot until numbers plummeted. Now they're back, and they may be getting territorial, which doesn't mean you have to panic if you're swimming.
A lot of people are swimming, and otter attacks are statistically incredibly rare. That said, I know of four in the greater Tahoe region in the last 3 years now, because there's been two in the lake itself this August, and then there were two 3 years ago that I know of, maybe more, up at Serene Lakes on Donner Summit.
He says there have also been a lot of non-native fish showing up closer to shore, and that might attract otters into recreational areas. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Your Friday Evening News Watch continues now with a shark alert, the hockey kind. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports from Oakland Ice, the hockey players are really making the rounds ahead of their season opener.
One of the cutest parts of the long line to greet some NHL Sharks players inside Oakland Ice, Beatrice the dog, who was with her owners, husbands Matthew and Rick, who live in San Francisco.
She's wearing a Sharkies jersey. Number 00, and she has a bunch of autographs. She has more than I do on mine.
Yeah, how many are on there?
I think there's eight now. Yeah, and then we're going to Caltrain next Friday to get two more.
You're going to need a bigger dog so you can get a bigger jersey.
Yeah, I know. We're good with the small one right now.
One of the players' names they added at this stop, Dmitry Orlov.
We play for them, so make sure they're happy and keep exciting, come to the games. And, you know, especially last year, I think we have a big jump on the standings and play better. So it's for sure when then they meet us, see us in different ways. So obviously it's a great opportunity.
And there are a whole lot of these events planned as part of the team's fourth annual Sharks Around the Bay Tour. They're hitting here in Oakland, Gilroy, San Francisco, other spots, and yeah, of course, home in San Jose. You can find the full schedule on the team's website at Oakland Ice. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
From hockey to football, professional football is back. That means a lot of people will be drafting their fantasy football teams this weekend. We delved into the history and popularity of that pastime in our daily Ask an Expert segment this morning. KCBS's Atta Shaheen has the details.
Sports media veteran John Kosner said fantasy football was born in the Bay.
According to the research I did, started 63 years ago, a gentleman named Bill Winkenbach, who is an entrepreneur in Oakland, started something called the GOPPPL, the Greater Oakland Professional Pigskin Prediction League.
In Bill's day, people would manually tally their players' stats from the next day's paper. The internet and mobile apps made things, of course, so much easier. And then social media drove more interest in fantasy. And now more than 80 million Americans played fantasy sports last year alone.
The great thing about fantasy historically is that while it has elements and feels like betting in certain ways, for many other people, it's just a social activity that has built interest in the game.
Some real fanatics are playing in multiple leagues at once, and Kosner could see that potentially growing with maybe even AI agents sorting out your lineup decisions. Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
School bus that played a key role in the 1960s psychedelic counterculture has returned to San Francisco. Author Ken Kesey and his merry band of pranksters rode the Further bus on a cross-country trip. Well, now it's part of an exhibition celebrating the Grateful Dead. Opening tomorrow, Forever Grateful Golden Gate Park aims to connect people through art, music, and activism at a time of political polarization and collective fatigue. Pickle fans have a lot to choose from in the snack aisle. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports there is now a festival in San Francisco. It's happening this weekend, celebrating the fermented food.
Dill chips, water, popcorn, even Oreos. Seems just about everything has a pickle-centric version. Sam Payone is owner of Sonoma County's Golden State Pickle Works, selling her real-deal fermented products at the Sonoma Valley Farmers Market.
Pickling is kind of the eyebrows of any dish, so you can use it as a finisher, as the star of every dish that you're thinking of.
There's even SF Pickle Fest that will take over Westwood in San Francisco's Marina on Saturday. Payone says the Bay Area is a fermentation mecca.
Other than New York, there's really not a whole lot of fermentation companies in the country.
Payone got into the business through a passion for preserving.
Well, this is my ticket out of restaurants. I used to be a restaurant sous chef, chef de cuisine.
This reporter was previously a little sour on pickles. Payone says skeptics probably just haven't tried enough of them yet.
Somewhere along the way, you're going to realize, oh, all the things that I've been trying as a kid were not the real gourmet premium way that can be done.
Mike DeWald, KCBS.
A man's in the hospital after a pool cleaning turned into a dangerous gas leak in the Presidio. The San Francisco Fire Department says he was working on the jacuzzi hot tub at the Presidio Golf and Concordia Club when he inhaled the fumes from a mixture of chlorine and muriatic acid. That combination of chemicals produces deadly chlorine gas. The man took himself to the hospital, is in stable condition. SFFT says the material was contained, but residents should, for now, avoid the area. Americans don't agree on much, but nearly 9 in 10 believe that government corruption is widespread. That is up 10 points from previous Gallup polling, marks the highest level in 20 years. KCBS political analyst Mark Sandalo says while old-fashioned bribery is at historic lows, the optics of political fundraising have left some voters suspicious.
By corruption, people also mean things like, how is it that Nancy Pelosi has become rich with stock investments? Or much more extreme would be Donald Trump earning $2.2 billion while in office last year.
He points out it's difficult to succeed in modern politics without secure financial footing. He clarifies, though, that does not mean that most American politicians are taking bribes.
Good evening. I'm Brian Goble. Here's what's happening. Summer travel is coming to an end as Labor Day marks the official end to the season. San Francisco is coming off a real high with record numbers of visitors here for the World Cup and the Pokemon World Championship. Robert Rausch is the author of The Hotel Guru's Journey and an expert on hospitality. He says businesses are looking ahead to the transitional period between peak tourism and the off-season.
I don't think it's up high enough to prevent anyone from traveling. Now, having said that, those who really are on a tight budget and if they do travel, they stay at the most economic hotels they can find, they're still struggling.
Finding deals is the key for most travelers right now.
Gen Z and millennial travelers right now are finding deals by looking on their favorite AI, whereas Gen X and baby boomers are still, and of course this is generally speaking, favoring Google.
The travel industry is working on bringing people to their establishments and keeping them there all year long. New data is offering some useful insight for those navigating the tech job market. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports cloud dominates the report.
An analysis of 850,000 U.S. tech job postings finds the most in-demand dev tool is AWS, mentioned in 30% of all analyzed listings. Other widely mentioned platforms are Azure and Google Cloud Platform.
Because now every company wants to build something with AI, and the fastest way to do it is in cloud, basically.
Tech lead for R&D at OxyLab, which crunched the data, Andis Kushta, explains the distribution of tool requirements by job posting reveals a market weighted by infrastructure and deployment, with more specialized skills concentrated in narrower segments.
It's not enough for you to have only one skill, because coding agents helps you to write code, and you have to have multiple skills to stand out, basically, and to get hired.
The analysis looked at tech job openings from January of 2025 through March of 2026. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.